remember you came out, yeah, and you're coming back for a tour.
Came to the studio, yeah.
That's right. You're back for a tour. What have you got planned? Is it like the iHeart thing, or is it a whole new ball game here?
Well, the iHeart thing, you know, it's fun. It was like so much fun, but it's a much shorter set, obviously, sure, in comparison to what I'm going to bring to Australia. So expect that on steroids.
Man, this is going to be great. And it doesn't look, I've looked at the schedule. It doesn't look like you've got much downtime. So on the road, you know, a lot of these old rock and rollers, they play hard, they work hard. Things are different now with touring and health and fitness. You guys, it's a different mindset when you're touring, right? It's not a lot of play. It's all work.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely love to like make the most of my time when I'm away and not just only, you know, go into an arena. Like, I love to go to a nice restaurant or go and see something or be a bit of a tourist in whatever city I'm in, because I want to make sure that I see every place that I go to. Like, that's very important to me. But in terms of like going nuts and drinking and partying and at night, that's not going to happen, because I got to stay,
Keep top shape, stay focused.
Yeah. But I'm really, really looking forward to it. You know, I had so much fun on tour in 2022, and I'm ready to do it all over again. I'm ready to do my lap around the world again.
Now, I love the name of your album, Radical Optimism. I'd imagine it's hard to decide on a name or like a direction for an album. Do you have lots of people weighing in on that, or do you kind of squirrel away and work on those details on your own?
Yeah, I definitely squirrel away and do that on my own. But it's something that I had from the very beginning before I kind of started writing.
Yeah.
I just felt like it was just such a metaphor for the way that I like to lead my life, you know, just kind of roll with the punches, that if something doesn't go your way, it's okay. Like, you just carry on, and no matter what happens, it's just a lesson, and there's nothing, you know, there's nothing really like bad, you know?
Yeah.
You'll always be able to pick yourself back up no matter what. And I think that is just such a, I don't know, it's just been my motto in life.
That.
And I, even though I thought at some point, you know, maybe the album title might change, when it came to it and I finished all my songs, I was like, nope, I still feel like this is it.
Yeah.
And Radical Optimism, the album, while I was writing it, just kind of saw me through so much change. And I feel like I really grew up, you know, writing that album. And so I just felt like Radical Optimism was so fitting.
Yeah, and Dust Yourself Off and Try Again, that's been taken. So, great name. Love this. Record's fantastic. With the song, when you choose the songs, write the songs, put the record together, you've got a lot of different opinions, record companies, your own team. Do you just go with your gut, or do you use others as soundboards? Are you bouncing ideas off others, or is it all pretty much you?
I'm definitely bouncing off ideas. I love the opinion of my team. I think I love to listen to what everyone has to say, and then in the end I go with whatever I feel the most connected to, you know, in terms of, you know, opinions or whatever. But I never think that I'm like the smartest in the room. And so I really appreciate hearing other people's opinions.
Yeah,
it helps me outweigh my own.
Yeah, yeah, you've got all that extra knowledge to help you make the right decision. With all the awards, like, I'm friends with Keith and Nicole, so Keith was at the iHeart thing as well. When you go to Keith's place, and Nicole, she's obviously got the Oscars, he's got the Grammys and all the country awards. Do you display them for everyone like a, you know, like a look at me wall? Because they hide theirs around, and I've won plenty of radio awards, I've lost about 30. They get misplaced, these things. Do you have it like a one of those sort of gloat rooms, or do you just, you know, put your awards here, there, everywhere?
Well, they're definitely not in a like a frequented place. I just keep them in my office, and yeah, I keep them there.
So no glory wall. You're not walking into your place like a museum of greatness.
No. And I don't have any like of my plaques or anything like that on the walls. I think we keep those in the office, and I much prefer it in that way. Like, I like to separate my work life and my home life.
Yeah, you know, right, good idea. I might take a leaf out of your book. Well, look, we know you're busy. Can't wait for the Australian detail, the concerts. We're putting all the details on the website. Melbourne, it's kicking off in Melbourne. Very excited. Extra shows were added last week, so it's going off. Is it a nice feeling to know, that thing's selling its ass off? Yeah, this is going to be a great
It's wonderful. Like, the response and the support has been so amazing. And, you know, it's a wonderful feeling. So it makes me very, very excited to come back.
Mate, we can't wait till you're here. By the way, Australia's banned a few things. Vapes banned, smoking banned, jaywalking banned, social media for teenagers under 15 banned. So just check your travel guide before you arrive. I don't want you getting in any trouble.
Okay. All right. I promise I won't bring any trouble.
Thanks, hon. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks,
guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dua Lipa on the air. Details on her tour coming to the country. Get your tickets early here at KISS.
Vegas, what up?
Kyle and Jackie O, live from Vegas.
Before the Kyle and Jackie O team left for the US, newsreader Brooklyn made a huge announcement.
I popped the question to him and he said yes.
Oh, what?
Yay.
It's a big gay wedding, everyone.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Morning, Kyle and Jackie O take you inside Brooklyn's big gay Vegas wedding. Don't miss a minute from 9.
Will and Woody.
Straight after the Kyle and Jackie O show at 10 a.m, we are reserving an entire row for you and your friends to see Coldplay live when they hit Oz.
That's right, Woods. It's going to be the biggest show you'll see all year, and you guys actually won't pay a cent.
My parents are going to that concert over my recovery from my wedding. Then from 4, it's us, Will and Woody, for the drive home on KISS 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Hurry! The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season, only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From premieres tonight, only on Stan.
If somebody hits you from behind, daydreaming, they just couldn't stop in time. If it's not your fault and you need a ride, call Right to Drive.
Been in an accident that wasn't your fault? Don't be left inconvenienced. Right to Drive will help you get back on the road in no time. With a range of SUVs dropped straight to your door, school pickup will be a breeze. And here's the best part, it won't cost you a thing. Search Right to Drive today. T's and C's apply.
Is your to-do list as long as your commute? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. Mowing lawns, fixing dripping taps, or that end of lease clean to keep the landlord happy. Get more done with Airtasker.
Explore Asia's wonders with Malaysia Airlines. Fly Malaysia Airlines to Phuket, Ho Chi Minh City, Trivandrum and more from 819 return. Book now at malaysiaairlines.com and experience exceptional Malaysian hospitality. Offer ends September 5. T's and C's apply.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Until October 16, get $100 off prescription glasses or prescription sunglasses. Minimum spend $350. T&Cs apply. See website for details. Book an eye test today at OPSM.
Welcome to the circus. Arcade, bowling, crazy shakes and prizes. All in a day's play at Archie Brothers Circle Electric. Good times guaranteed. Search Archie Brothers deals for great school holiday offers.
At Dennis Family Homes, we asked ourselves, what makes a home? Freshly brewed coffee, a full fridge, muddy footprints, clean sheets, laughter, tears, room for the people you love, and the people who drive you crazy. Space to breathe, a place to live. To bring your meaning of home to life, search Dennis Family Homes or visit a display home today. Dennis Family Homes, for whatever home means to you. Building license number CDBU 49195.
Do you DFO? Because the big brand sale is the best time to go. The big brand sale starts this Friday with all the brands you crave at up to 70% off. Don't let the outlet thing throw you. It's the legitimate stuff. Get to the big brand sale getting fast. Deals like these aren't built to last. Paying full price never. Shopping around, clever. Those in the know, DFO. Visit DFO Essendon, South Wharf, Moorabbin, Uni Hill or dfo.com.au for more.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Jacks, is there anything better than sausages sizzling away in the car park of your local hardware store?
How about 15% off on your car insurance premium, Sarge?
Aye, that is delicious.
Save 15% on your first year's premium when you purchase a new car insurance policy online from Budget Direct.
Insurance solved with Budget Direct.
Discount applies to your first year's premium for a new policy purchased online. Issuer Auto and General Insurance Company Limited. Read PDS and TMD at budgetdirect.com.au to see if product suits.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
Get half price off the Emco beauty range now at Chemist Warehouse with the half price cosmetic sale. Hurry, sale ends September 29.
Here's Melbourne traffic.
AO25, the hottest ticket in town. Get access to the first ever public pre-sale. Join AO Extras today. The Australian Open hits different.
G'day there, broken down truck causing grief on the west gate. It's outbound just outside the Domain Tunnel. Left-hand lane closed. Speed 40 delays back through the tunnel onto the Monash to Toorak Road. A breakdown for Springvale on the Princes Highway, Sydney-bound before Springvale Road. The right-hand lane blocked. Word of an accident for Craigieburn on the Hume Highway, Sydney-bound at Rushwood Drive. That is back past Craigieburn Road. You can take the Hume Freeway. Brake lights for the Princess Freeway inbound from Forsyth Road to Corey Creek Road, slowing to Lacolda, citybound from Sunshine Avenue to Green Gully Road. Take the family away. Next school holidays with Flight Centre. 5 nights on Daydream Island from $2,699 with over $1,000 of bonus value. Book now. The KISS cast becoming cloudy at top of 19 today. Right now, 12 degrees. It's Andy. KISS traffic and weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's KISS 101.1.
Power through mess with Morning Fresh. As Australia's number one dishwashing liquid, one squirt is enough to ensure sparkling clean dishes first time, every time.
KISS 101.1. KISS.
Another fatal on our roads. Hi there, I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news now.
Yeah, the state's road toll has risen again after a fatal motorbike crash in Carrum Downs last night. A 21-year-old man from Narre Warren South hitting the curb on Boundary Road, then hitting a light pole around 9:30. He died at the scene. Any witnesses are urged to contact police. If you're not going to a bulk billing GP, it's costing you big time. The Herald Sun reporting out-of-pocket costs have risen by 45% since Labor came to power in May 2022. That's compared to the previous decade under the coalition. Housing, rents and interest rates are top of mind for most Aussies when it comes to cost of living, according to the latest news poll. Primary support for Labor has also hit its equal lowest level in 2 years at 31%. And there's been another shooting in the US. At least 4 people have been killed in a popular nightlife area in Birmingham, Alabama. No arrests have yet been made. Your sport check is coming up in a sec.
The Pool Room celebrates the sporting winners, losers and all the really weird stuff in between. Search for The Pool Room with Tony Armstrong on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Competing club members find out if they've secured grand final seats in the ballot this morning. AFL members' tickets are now on sale and there's no seats expected to be left over in general public sales. For the first time since 2006, 2 teams from outside Victoria will face off in Saturday's AFL grand final. The Lions are taking on Sydney. The KISS cast is next.
Every 20 hours, an Australian child is diagnosed with cerebral palsy. Donate to Steptember today to help them live their best possible lives. Proudly supported by Storage King.
Partly cloudy and 19 today, cloudy and 23 tomorrow, then some rain easing later and 15 degrees on Wednesday. Right now in Point Cook, it's 11 degrees. In Frankston, it's 13. And thanks to Chemist Warehouse, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Show on Melbourne's KISS 101.1.
Yeah, welcome back. Kyle, Jackie here in Las Vegas today, back to Los Angeles for the rest of the week tomorrow. We've enjoyed the iHeart Music Festival.
Yes, it's been fun.
Everyone's alive still, which is great.
Yeah, but no, but just, yeah, our digital guy, sex addict Josh, he has, well, he's spiraled on this trip, hasn't he, with the sex addiction.
He's fallen off the wagon. And in the kind, woke way that you like to live, Jackie,
yeah,
you help these folks off when they've fallen off the wagon.
Yep.
You extend a hand to help them back onto it.
I sent him back out on the street to do a challenge.
That's right.
So his challenge, with so many celebrities in town at the moment, go and get one. Go find one.
Mind you, my suggestion was those celebrities are in their hotel rooms.
Yeah, I know. But he used to be a paparazzi in England where it's cutthroat. He knows how to sniff them out. So Josh has returned because I do believe he has found someone.
Hello, yeah. Josh. Welcome back.
Hello. I'm a bit out of breath. Been running around.
Yeah.
So we ordered you an Uber. We reserved it. You went out. You've done the lap.
You've had use of it.
Where's the celebrity at?
We were circling the strip, yep. And then I spotted her straight away.
Who is it?
She's America's biggest ventriloquist.
Oh, here she is.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
She's called April. Take a seat.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I smell like your two favorite things.
Sit down. Come sit down.
Sit down so we can hear you on the mic.
Hi. Josh is saying you're a famous Vegas ventriloquist. What is that? Why can't we say this word?
What she's trying to say is that April's crazy. I'm April Brooker. This is Mae Wilson. And I'm Donald J. Trump. And I'm going to grab this show guy the pussy.
Oh, that's your puppet. You've got two puppets there.
You're on the right show.
Donald Trump. And who's this one?
This is Mae Wilson.
And you do this for a living.
Show me how you... Hang on.
Have I seen you on television? Are you on a TLC show?
Yes.
You've got the weird... what is it?
My Strange Addiction. I left my fiancé for the puppets.
So I've seen you because have you seen those TLC shows?
I've only seen snippets, but some people
eat the couch and some people have sex with cars.
There's been strange addictions on there, like people actually addicted to eating the foam inside the couch or like eating pebbles, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Not her, though. She's addicted to puppets. Is that right?
Well, yeah. I left my fiancé for the puppets.
What do you mean? Did he say it's me or the puppets?
Yeah, he said it's me or the puppets. Yeah, he said, it's me or the crockets. So April cooked me under the bed for almost an entire year, okay, where I got gloves and not the fun kind like Kim Kardashian, all right?
Have you ever had sex with the puppets? With someone else?
Is that an Australian thing?
No, I just wondered, have you ever brought the puppet up? Like during, you were engaged. Have you ever brought up Donald Trump, the puppet, in the middle of...
Have I ever brought you guys up? No, but lots of guys want to do more. Now, enough about that, Kyle. Let's talk about me and you. You see, I know what I want at the drive-thru, and I want a Kyle Gerger, and then I want to go down under.
Oh, wow. Oh. This puppet's very promiscuous.
And, Jackie O, I've been thinking of you all day. You see, I like spring, and you look like Stormy.
Stormy
what
Daniels.
What an insult. You're telling you look like the president's whore. Remember Stormy?
Well, actually, she's making a lot of money now, so...
Is she... What's she doing?
Don't you think that she got paid hush money? She should give the money back. She wasn't hush at all.
Oh, yeah, actually, I do. I agree.
Give the money back and keep quiet.
How much did she get paid? Well,
$125,000.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, she should get the money back. I'm with Kyle.
Thank you, Mr.
And I just want to say this. You get accused of being a racist, it's fake news. Everybody knows you don't run.
Is that the end? I'm not, I love puppets. Jackie, not a fan of the puppets. A bit
He's
nervous.
He's obsessed with puppets.
I do like
puppets.
We
once ordered him a puppet and it didn't come how you wanted it to
come. I wanted an Indian puppet and it showed up white with the turban on and I thought, well, there's an issue in the puppet world.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I just want to say this. You know, at the iHeart Music Festival, they had the Black Crows. I remember them when they were the White Crows. When did they turn black? See? Me and you, Kyle.
Oh, that's right, because there's the whole Carmel and Donald Trump. Are you the human, not the puppet.
Okay. Yeah.
April Brooker.
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk to her.
Are you voting in the upcoming election? Who's got your vote?
Well, you see, I'm more Kamala, but...
Why?
I'm pro-choice, pro-woman, all that stuff.
Well, what's that got to do with
it? Loser! But if I win, she gets 4 more years of another act. See? She should vote for me, don't you think, Kyle?
So you sort of want Trump to win so you can have the puppet.
If he doesn't win, will you ditch that puppet?
they ditch you if you don't win? Well, if I go to prison, 34 felony counts, chicks love it. And it helps rockers with their street cred, and Orange is the new tramp.
No. Where do you do this show?
I do the show all over town. I do the show on the internet. And I also...
On the internet?
Yes, on the internet. And I also have a show called April in Vegas from the English Hotel. And I've also branched out to music. Yes, I have a Christmas song with April.
The puppet's got a Christmas song.
Yes, it's called Merry Christmas, I'm So Glad I Didn't Marry You. An ode to all the people that we didn't marry and we hate.
You hate your ex, dude.
That's weird because Brooklyn, our newsreader, is just about to marry his gay lover. There's Brooklyn there over in the corner.
Hello, Brooklyn.
Let me hear. I want to hear this. Let's play a little bit. What's the puppet chick's name?
May Wilson.
May Wilson. Let's hear May Wilson's song. Is it you and her?
Yes, it's me and her, yes.
And here's an anti-marriage song from a puppet.
Yes.
Well done, Josh, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, Uber will be so happy. Yeah. Let's roll the tape.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, I'm so glad I didn't marry you. Merry Christmas,
I kinda like it.
Still hate you. You're up, May.
Yeah.
Christmas is the time of the year for tinsel, sparkles, and curls. You said I wouldn't have to work if I was your girl. You told me you were a billionaire in cryptocurrency. Then you took me to the Waffle House.
Now, you were looking at Jackie with a big smile on your face during all of that. And did you see Jackie close her eyes and yawn? Did you see her close her eyes and yawn in front of you?
I'm so sorry. No, I didn't. I turned my head away to do that sneaky yawn.
So I guess what Jackie is trying to say is that it's like not a hot hit. Or do you think it's a hot hit, Jackie?
I think it may not be a hot hit, but I enjoyed it.
Well, thank you.
Hey, can I ask, what's it like to live in Vegas?
It's a lot of fun to live in Vegas. Yeah. I like living in Vegas. I like the people. I always like...
But, like, beyond the strip, right, what kind of house do you live in?
Here.
Yeah, what
it's
is it? Is it, like, what's the neighborhoods like?
Well, the neighborhoods, I have somebody that can help. Do you want to bring Dwayne?
Who's Dwayne?
I'm not another puppet.
Well, you'll see in a minute. He's a lizard. Okay. Be nice.
Can you bring another puppet out of that bag?
Yes. This is Mr. You see, he looks like somebody.
Oh, that looks like Wayne Newton.
Yes.
You know, the Vegas entertainer.
Yes, it's, he'll be able
to. Oh, God, he's
what's going on? Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Well, how do you think I got on this show? You know, it was, I'm working at the Kroger supermarket slot corraler.
You look like somebody famous, but you're not. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm Mr. Las Vegas' second cousin, twice removed.
Twice removed?
Can I ask, how is it easy for you to get rid of the puppets? Like, do you love having? Are they a part of you?
They're a part of me. And
would you ever leave home without one to do grocery shopping?
Well, she always brings me to do grocery shopping. Clean up an alpha.
Can you? Are you able to talk without using the puppet? Like,
yeah.
Is it throwing you off a bit? I've got no problem going between each puppet and the lady.
It's killing my mind
Whoever's
right now.
Whoever's talking.
I just want to congratulate, Brooklyn Ross and Damien on their engagement. The bad news is I'm not an ordained minister, but like a bellhop, I can marry you, but it's only good for 24 hours. The good news is you're going to last longer than Britney Spears and her first husband.
That was 72 hours, right? Yeah. Wasn't that something like that?
Well, I just want to say that this is you.
That's enough of the puppet, the you, and Jackie can't handle it. I can follow who's talking, either the human's talking or one of the puppets.
Would
Jackie
you like me to put him down for a second? Just
yeah.
So you can talk to me? Okay.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Jackie, you're not very open to puppeteering. I'm a big fan
of want to say that Jackie is
back.
Tremendous. She's tremendous, Jackie. Do you want to be my fourth wife? But you already have a wife. Well, I always need the newest, hottest, youngest Forrest in court. Yes.
If you want to see April Brucker and all of these puppets, she's quite remarkable at it.
Yeah, she's into it.
Go to aprilbrucker.tv. It's all up there. Thanks for bringing
April, and thanks for letting Josh grab you. And yeah.
Yes, and I just want to say a dunk of shame to this beautiful lady for putting up with April. Because I'm Mr. Ongles Las Vegas, Duncan Shane. And I just want to say Duncan Shane, Carl.
Thank you. Thank you, Shane, too.
Yes, Duncan Shane.
Get the puppets. Get the hell out. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
It's wonderful.
Oh, fun times.
You never know who you're going to run into.
No, you
and
don't.
It, and it is such a place full of eclectic, different entertainment.
It is.
For the kids to the adults and everyone in between. Vegas is the place.
All right, we got
Thanks
a Renovo news up. Coming up, and then Brooklyn, we will leave here and go to get him married to
Damien.
Are you
Damien. Sure you want to get married?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks. AprilBrucker.tv. Thank here at Kiss out of Vegas, everyone. It's crazy.
Jackie O. Kiss Melbourne Traffic.
Lose the weight this spring and save with 70% off the CSIRO Total Wellbeing Diet. Hurry, sale must end today. Start now at totalwellbeingdiet.com. T's and C's apply. The Westgate of Shambles, we've got delays following an earlier broken down truck. It was outbound just outside the Domain Tunnel. All lanes open, but residual traffic back through the tunnel onto the Monash to Weld Road. Heading inbound, there is a broken down truck that does remain at Todd Road. The right hand lane closed, speed 40. Delays back onto the Princes Freeway. A collision for Fern Tree Gully, Dorset Road southbound before the Burwood Highway. And also Greensboro Bound on the Ring Road just before City Road in the left-hand emergency lane. A breakdown Springdale, the Princes Highway City Bound before Springdale Road. Spring has sprung at Petstock. Flea, tick and worming treatment now at new everyday low prices plus 15% off that same brand next time. Save more at Petstock. The KissCast becoming cloudy. It's up at 19, right now 12 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss Traffic and Weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Kiss is home of all your must-have music tickets.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor.
We got it!
We've done the biggest festival in the world.
Kiss is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!
We've done it all.
You have got the tickets. Ed Sheeran.
Harry Styles concert tickets.
Pink tickets. You got them.
So when Coldplay come to town, you know there's only one place to win all your free tickets.
I hear Jerusalem bells ringing.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win from your home of Coldplay. Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Vittoria Coffee, now available in Instant. Made from 100% Arabica beans. Vittoria Coffee, an instant classic.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app. A bunch of new channels and all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at Elgina, however you say it. Elgina's chicken is always crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Oh, and their famous garlic sauce. Mmm, I like to smother it on bread, pack it with chicken, and feel my eyes roll back into me head. It's not just chicken, it's Elgina's charcoal chicken. Find a location near you at elgina.com.au.
Does biting into an ice cream make your teeth feel sensitive?
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice-daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au.
Amaysim!
Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Sign up with NG Saver and you'll get up to $400 in bill credits. That's $200 credit on gas and $200 on electricity. That's epic value. Even our disclaimers are epic.
An average residential customer using 4,000 kilowatt hours per year on a flat rate in the City Power Network will pay $1,125. 23% below the VDO, including GST in the first 12 months of their energy plan. Bills may change depending on usage. Basic plan information documents are available online.
With NG, it's possible. Search NG for more.
Everyone deserves a safe place to live.
So if you love to travel
and are over 15, you could volunteer with Habitat for Humanity Australia
and help build homes for vulnerable families overseas.
No skills required.
See habitat.org.au.
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets. At beautiful racetracks all over Victoria, iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
You're only a what-if away from... Ooh, shall I just book it now?
Lots of hotels are fully refundable, just in case plans change. Booking cancellation windows apply. Find out more on the What If app. What If? It's Aussie for travel.
Hey, it's Laura Byrne here, and sunscreen is an essential part of your daily skincare routine, which is why Nivea Sun Protect and Moisture SPF 50 Plus combines skincare with sunscreen. If you have a busy, active lifestyle, apply a teaspoon of sunscreen to each exposed part of your body 20 minutes before you go out, and don't forget your hat. Shield your skin with Nivea Sun. Learn more at Nivea.com.au. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Sunscreens are only one part of sun protection. Avoid prolonged high-risk sun exposure. Reapply frequently.
Hurry! The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetics sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
What's going on, Las Vegas?
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Broadcasting live from Las Vegas.
Keep it kiss.
Keep it kiss.
She is.
wild, but you can also my dick. In fact, them, Drake, Jimmy, me, you, my own kids, the brat. Come, biggest group off, yeah. Them and you off, you two off, got two balls, biggest group balls. What you thought you saw, ain't what you saw, nah. Cause you're never gonna see me, caught sleeping, see the kidnapping, never did happen. Like Sherry Papini, Harry Houdini, I vanish into the thin air as I'm leaving like
in my back room.
Eminem here at Kiss, Kyle, Jackie, this, and we are live in Vegas. Jackie's got some onious things. DailyMail.com.au, everything you need to know right now. Jackie, what's happening?
Yeah, Charlie Puth has revealed that Chris Brown almost released the song See You Again instead of Charlie.
Really?
Yeah, this was such a huge hit for Charlie Puth.
Yeah.
But he was talking to Howard Stern about this particular song, and when he originally wrote it, all these artists loved it and were pretty much fighting to be the ones to release it themselves. Yeah. And he talks about the ones that wanted to do it in the interview. Here it is.
Oh, we had 10 artists cut it. We had Jason Derulo cut it. We had Chris Brown cut it. I think Adele wanted to cut it at one point. I think Eminem was on the line to do it. We had countless of artists do it, but none of the vocals had like the feeling. They didn't go through what they might have experienced, some form of loss in their own way, but what I was singing about specifically, you just couldn't hear it in their voice. I think Chris Brown got the closest to it.
Mm. Now, if you want to hear Chris Brown's demo for it, out
it?
Of interest, yeah, I do have it. Here it is.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's good, hey.
That's great.
I feel like anyone would have done a great job with that, though.
Well, I think Charlie Puth's right. The emotion in his voice.
Can I hear Charlie's it. Again to hear that? The difference.
Oh, that
yes, I love this stuff. Hang on.
Here we go.
That's wait,
you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about
hear the breath.
When I see you again.
Sounds like he's about to cry.
It does, doesn't it?
Way from where we began. Oh,
God, now she's got her eyes closed. Are we in some weird Zen moment with you?
Yeah, it's true what he says, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, Chris Brown does have a bit of emotion, but it's like he's just singing it. Like, a singer is singing it.
He's right. He's had the emotion to get the quivering vocal out.
So who did Charlie have die that he sang that about?
Oh, how would we know? Oh. We don't care about what... His whole family could have been killed in a plane accident. No one here cares.
I'm curious. I like to know these things.
Well, then hit him up
I'll
on
Google
social
it.
Media.
I'll Google it.
As if we'd know.
Elsa Pataky turned up on her first date with Chris Hemsworth on a motorbike.
Oh, what a banner.
And that was it. That was it. He was hooked from that. I know. It's so cool. He was talking to Drew Barrymore on Drew Barrymore's show about it. Have a listen.
So we had the same dialogue coach who said you guys should meet. And I said, oh, did you know, she's an actress, so... I did what you do, which is to Google someone.
Right.
Saw a photo and I said, yep, I'll have her phone number. she's pretty. And then we went out on a date and the rest is history.
You discovered she was pretty on the inside.
On the inside, that's right. Yeah, I didn't get to that part of the story.
Because that's what I always say to my daughters. Where is it the most important to be beautiful?
Absolutely. No.
On the inside.
She's on a motorbike.
On a motorcycle?
On her first date, yes, she got up on a motorcycle.
Wait, was she driving it?
She was riding it.
No.
She turned up on a motorcycle. And I thought, oh, cool. She's adventurous. And that sort of set the stage for most of our relationship.
For the fantasy that could be a reality?
Yeah, motorbikes, she'd surf, she'll snowboard and ski and train and ride horses. And so, and I'm active, you know, and that's why our kids are busy, busy humans as well.
Well, there you go, Jackie.
God, that Drew Barrymore.
I just need the motorbike.
Doesn't she sound like a real pain in the ass, Drew Barrymore?
So that's where you fell in love.
And by the way, the best place to be beautiful is in the face and body.
We did hear the first time.
You're inside.
Now, Selena Gomez has a message for her haters. After she opened up about her struggles with lupus and all of that stuff, her bipolar disorder, the mental health struggles.
She got all that, isn't she?
She can't carry children. Can't She's she? Had real struggles, poor Selena.
No idea.
And when she talked about this and was vulnerable, she had a mixed response. So the haters out there were like, you're so privileged, you don't have a right to play the victim. What's that? Someone's yelling out there. Sorry, that threw me. I get scared in America. You know, because anything can happen.
Walking around New York at 4 a.m. I know. Not a care in the world. Someone yelled in the hallway inside the room. Yeah. She's panicked.
Anyway.
Not happy.
So, they were like, stop sooking. Don't play the victim. You know, typical haters. But she says being a celebrity is no different to being anyone else and that everyone goes through things in their life. And anyone who disagrees can F off. Here it is.
People when you need help and when you want help. That is not shameful. So I shared that I can't carry a child. I shared I have bipolar. F*** off.
Lover.
Well, go
Selena.
Yeah. TED Talk there, being all brave.
Sky Wheatley, you know, the Big Brother contestant.
Of course, yeah. She's nice.
She was all set to take over from Sophie Monk as host of Love Island.
I didn't realise Sophie wasn't doing it anymore.
And apparently...
This is such a weird story, isn't
it? It's so bizarre because she was all set to do that. Then before she did it, she went to Turkey to go and get some plastic surgery.
Turkey?
Yeah, apparently that's where you go. I thought that's where you go to get the hair. Yeah. But I didn't realise you go there to get all the...
They do a lot of plastic surgery at a reasonable price. I think they're pretty good, but who knows what you get.
Well, she documented her surgeries on socials. She's been very open about the work she's had done.
Why did she need to keep changing?
I think she likes the kind of bigger lips, the pulled face. She had like something called Fox Eye Lift. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
But anyway, she had sort of quite a few things done.
Yeah.
And when she returned from that trip... Basically, Channel 9 contacted her to tell her that her services were no longer required.
Because of the facelift thing or whatever?
They said that they no longer felt she had the right look for the job.
But she went to improve her look.
I know. I don't know what's happened there.
So it's like she's changed so much that they don't
They don't
think
feel
she's, good
she's a good fit
show.
For it. Yeah, maybe. Something
how
like
different
that.
Could she possibly
so lucky
look?
Our media organisation didn't kick up a big stink when you lost all the weight.
Yeah, because it's a totally different
people
look.
People won't be able to relate to a very attractive, thin, successful woman.
You've got to update the billboards.
Like, you'd be a big fat beast to be on radio.
I feel like you've got to give Sky a chance for this. Because the only photos I've seen online of Sky are recovering photos. Yeah. So how do they know she won't look pretty good once it's all fixed and recovered? You know, she could look the same, just slightly.
Don't know.
Who knows?
No idea.
Anyway.
But that is quite the weird.
Anyway.
Hey, you've gone to make yourself improved and feel better about yourself. Yeah. You're fired.
You're fired. Okay, Brooklyn, are you ready? Because we're going to leave now. We've got the car ready and waiting.
Oh, my God.
I just realised if we leave now, you're not going to be able to read the news. I don't think anyone's thought about that. So I don't know what your plans are there because...
No. Not his problem. He's getting married. Don't worry about it.
No, you can't shirk your...
That's true.
You can't shirk your work responsibilities.
Well, we can
what about someone mentioned maybe Lockie should read the news, which I pissed myself laughing. But then I also thought, why not? The guy's a commentator of sport.
I think he's studying to be a journalist.
That doesn't mean shit.
Well,
there's no real study to be a journalist other than being born an asshole.
Lockie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Morning, guys.
How would you go reading Brooklyn's news?
Oh, God.
Jeez, it's definitely throwing me in the deep end, but I'll give it a crack.
Yeah, because we won't be here to chat to you. We'll be in the car and we'll be en route, so we'd be leaving it completely up to you.
How are we even doing this? Are we taking all this shit, all this gear with us?
They've got it all ready to go in the car. They've set it all up in there.
That sounds a bit shonky.
The whole next hour could be very shonky. I'm not going to lie. You've got Lachlan reading the news.
That alone.
And you've got us en route to an Elvis chapel marrying Brooklyn.
Damien's is Damien Rat waiting?
Yeah, he's
ready. Like the blush. Do you mind if we stop at the dispensary before we hit I need to be in
I have a time we need to be there.
Oh.
Yeah.
You do realise that they book in people in 15-minute sections.
I thought it would just be a spontaneous thing. You just show up and then it happens. But no.
We think it's like Woolworths where you just show up.
Yeah, it's not as spontaneous as you think. It's all documentation you have to
Yesterday, we had to go to a little official centre to go, and then you put your hand up and you say, I swear that all this information is correct.
Oh, so this thing's all legit.
It's legit. And yeah, they take it real seriously. Like, you show up, you've got a 15-minute window, you miss it, too bad. The next person's coming in to get married.
And does the Elvis impersonator marry you or just sing in the background?
I don't know.
No, he's marrying them. So the Elvis marries and sings for them as well. He does the whole thing himself.
Yeah, hang on. He's a one-man show?
He is. Yeah.
And I'm walking. The honour was given to me this morning. I was unaware. I've got shorts on, so I have to change. To walk Brooklyn down the aisle. Jackie, you've been asked to walk Damien down the aisle.
I have, yeah. Mm. So I'm excited. I'm really excited. I love it. I can't believe it.
Take it or leave it.
But I love that I've got you, Kyle, at a wedding. That's impressive.
That's
rare.
Actually rare. You have to make it part of the radio show to actually get him there.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
Still go wrong.
Okay, Lockie, you've got... we got one ad break, and then you'll be reading the news. We're going to fire off the ads from here in Vegas and head downstairs to the fleet of Lincoln Continentals.
Oh, my God.
And then we'll be on the road in Vegas. This may be a disaster.
All right, guys, you will hear us next from the car en route.
Good luck, Lockie. It's KISS live in Vegas.
Jackie O, live from Vegas.
We're in Vegas, baby.
This week, Kyle and Jackie O are live from the US, and they'll be hanging out with the world's biggest stars.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Kyle and Jackie O, it's Dua Lipa here.
What's up? It's the Kid Laroi.
Hey, it's Tate McRae here.
What's up? This is Shaboozy.
Hanging out with Kyle and Jackie O.
Carmen Electra. She's a gorgeous-looking woman.
I know, and she joins us.
Hi.
You probably know me as Jason Alexander.
Best known on television as George Costanza.
Hey, everybody. This is Katy Perry.
Can you believe?
Love Kyle and Jackie.
What a show! Do not miss 1 minute on KISS.
Morning, Melbourne. It's Gordy. School holidays are here, Melbourne. And you know what? If you need to escape from the kids, you've got to keep a KISS. All day while you work for the most music in Melbourne. Plus, all day while you work, KISS is your home of the must-have music tickets. We're sending you to see Coldplay live. In fact, we've reserved a row just for you and all your friends only on Melbourne's number one hit music station, KISS 101.1.
Hurry, the Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app, a bunch of new channels, and all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1800GOTJUNK.com.au.
With NIB health insurance, you could get a discount on groceries. You could upgrade your cooking.
Order up.
Yes, chef.
NIB, potentially amazing. Get started at nib.com.au today.
So, have you had anything to drink?
Yeah, but only a couple. And I ate a big meal.
Okay, breathe into the device, please. One long continuous breath.
I also drank plenty of water. And I'm a pretty big guy as well.
Okay, you've blown over 0.05, so I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
I'm not going to lose my license, am I? I didn't drink that much.
Stop kidding yourself. If you drink, don't drive.
A message from the TAC.
You beauty, it's the footy finals. Put on your team colours, gather your mates, and this is important, add a drop to your footy snacks shop. IGA Liquor has amazing everyday low prices, like a Furphy Original Refreshing Ale 24-pack, just $48. Great Northern Super Crisp Lager 30 can block, $60. And hard-rated 4.5% 10-pack varieties, $44. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only, enjoy responsibly.
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets. At beautiful racetracks all over Victoria, iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
Meerkat Motivationals with Alexander and Sergey.
Ah, Bill, doing the shopping?
Yeah, out of milk.
Tell me, would you buy 20 litres?
Huh? Of course not.
But you like wasting money.
What?
You have health insurance that covers pregnancy.
Really? On my gold cover?
Ask yourself, is it overkill, Bill? Wake up to waste! Switching health insurance is easy. Visit Compare the Market to see the range of brands and products we compare. Or call 13 32 32. Simples.
The David Jones mid-season sale is now on. For a limited time only, take up to 50% off the SRRP of mattresses, bases and pillows by Sealy Posturepedic. Plus receive complimentary delivery. There's never been a better time to upgrade your sleep. Offer ends Monday 7th of October. Shop now at davidjones.com or visit your local David Jones store to speak with one of our Sealy sleep experts today. T's and C's apply.
David Jones.
Daryl's charging his EV, dreaming of the gig he's about to play. Better get going, Daryl. You're due on stage in 3 hours. Go from A to anywhere with Amp Charge, powering you at home and on the road. Ampol, Australia's own.
Vittoria Coffee, now available in Instant. Made from 100% Arabica beans. Vittoria Coffee, an instant classic.
Melbourne traffic.
AO25, the hottest ticket in town. Get access to the first ever public pre-sale. Join AO Extras today. The Australian Open hits different.
G'day there, got a broken down truck to the West Coast. Citybound at Todd Road is blocking one right-hand lane. Speed down to 40 days, well back onto the Princess Freeway to around Corey Creek Road. Head the inbound on the Monash 2 from Wagga Road 3 to Domain Tunnel. This is following an earlier broken down truck that was on the West Gate just outside the Domain Tunnel. We've got delays through Craigieburn on the Hume Highway, Citybound approaching Rushwood Drive following an earlier breakdown. A crash to Fitzroy North, Nicholson Street and Brunswick Road. Just for good measure, it's affecting trams as well. Your local IGA has mega dollar deals like Bullet Murray Street Ice Creamery. 1 litre selected varieties, only $6 each. That's half price. Offer ends September 24, while stocks last. The Kiss Cast becoming cloudy with a top of 19 today. Right now it's 13 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss, traffic and weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Power through Mets with Morning Fresh, Australia's number one dishwashing liquid brand. With superior grease-cutting power, Morning Fresh is the only one to trust.
Kiss 101.1.
Another fatal crash on our roads. Hi there, I'm Lockie Mansell.
Your news now.
Yeah, the state's road toll has risen again after a motorbike crash in Carrib Downs last night. A 21-year-old man from Narre Warren South hitting the curb on Boundary Road, then hitting a light pole around 9:30. He died at the scene and any witnesses are urged to contact police. The build-up to the AFL Grand Final starts tonight with the Brownlow medal count at Crown. Carlton's Patrick Cripps and Collingwood's Nick Dacos are the top two favourites. Brisbane's Lachie Neale not far behind, looking to go back-to-back and pick up his third medal. In the US, 4 people have died and at least 21 are wounded after a shooting in Alabama. Police say multiple shooters fired a number of shots on a group of people in a nightlife area in Birmingham. No arrests have been made. And Doja Cat has shut down engagement rumours despite rocking a big ring at her latest show in Vegas. Your sport check is coming up next.
The Pool Room celebrates the sporting winners, losers and all the really weird stuff in between. Search for The Pool Room with Tony Armstrong on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sydney skipper Callum Mills is in a race against time to overcome a hamstring strain for the grand final. The skipper suffered the injury at training on the 10th of September. Teammate Dane Ramsey has escaped suspension for a high hit on Port's Zach Butters. And Oscar Piastri on the podium again. The Aussie finished third in last night's Singapore Grand Prix. Your Kiss cast is next.
Luke Combs is coming back to Melbourne, playing Marvel Stadium February 7 and 8. Bootleggers and Frontier members, get your tickets early. All other tickets on sale this Wednesday at 2 p.m. See frontiertouring.com.
Partly cloudy and 19 today. Right now it's 12 in Essendon, 13 in Point Cook and 14 in the city. Coldplay are coming back to Melbourne and only Kiss can win you an entire row of tickets. Reserve yours from 10 and all day while you work here on Kiss 1011.
Okay, well, thank you. Very interesting, Lockie, on the news there. Because Brooklyn's in the back seat with Damien.
Yeah.
And they're about to officially tie the knot. We're on the way to the church now.
I know. How do you feel, guys? Yeah, it's a chapel.
It's a chapel.
It's the little white chapel. No, it's real. It's real.
Legit.
Yeah, it's Elvis's chapel.
It's real enough.
It's not actually Elvis's.
Elvis is going to be there.
Yeah, he'll
be there.
He's going
to sing three
songs.
Don't
start, because I just spent the last 45 minutes with my brother showing me some pastor in America that he claims is Elvis alive.
Well, a pastor in pasta?
Not in just you eat. Like a priest, a minister, a pastor. He's not that affected by the American.
I thought, you know how sometimes you see Jesus in a piece of toast?
That's not what I meant.
Okay.
Anyway. Or a cheese sandwich from St. Mary.
Or coffee.
Oh, yeah, don't bring her up.
So anyway,
moving on.
How are you guys feeling?
You know what, we're feeling good. I've had those shots before on the way down in the lift.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, feeling good.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Now that it's happening, I'm feeling great.
When you get married in Vegas, are there nerves? Like a wedding in a church at home with your family and friends? I think
like a really fancy thing. Like,
some old trashy Britney style wedding.
Well, I can't compare because I've not had the nice wedding, but I like that I haven't
we
have
no
spent
idea.
Months planning.
We have literally no
multiple
idea.
Weddings.
You tell me.
Yeah,
I was going to also say, Kyle and I have had the multiple weddings for sure. Yeah. Not only have you, what did you say? You've spent months planning it.
No, 1 week.
But you haven't spent a fortune either. Very smart boys. Yeah.
I happen to spend a fortune.
Yeah. Thanks
Kyle,
for that, Kyle.
Thank you. Paid for the Last Supper, and it was pretty epic, I got to say.
Yeah, about $16,500 of epicness.
And how long were we there? 2 hours?
I wanted to get in and get out.
Yeah. God, did you see those waiters rush the food in and out so quick?
Yeah, I said, we're gone in 10 minutes. Where's the dessert?
Okay, so we're driving through the strip now, and it's funny, isn't it, how... Like, there's just, because it's the weekend essentially here, it's still Sunday.
Mm.
It's just, you see so many different types of people in Vegas, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's from the top end of town to lower than the bottom end of town that anyone's ever seen.
Yeah. I see very few top end, though.
Well, where are you staying?
Not as fancy as you, clearly.
do you guys know? I think we're actually late at this point.
I didn't want to bring that up because I knew, and now it's on the strip, and we've got Pamela here, female driver. Power to the women, and can't get us there on time.
Pamela, no, it's not Pamela's fault, Kyle.
It might have been my fault for stopping for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Pamela, don't stop with the keep going. Clipped it. Yeah, you beauty. Now you know how to drive.
Okay, so we're not far now from the chapel. We're about to pull up,
Do you think there's a chance that we get there and you've missed your time zone and the whole thing's over?
I think
it
could happen. Well, we're in a window now because they told us to be there half an hour earlier.
Yeah.
We're beyond that now, but I'm just hoping that's for the losers who can't get there on time.
Oh, my God. Us, imagine if we went... We did all of this.
What if he's a really hectic, like a Seinfeld character? Yeah. No wedding for you. You told me here. No wedding. Everyone crying. Sorry, Damien.
It would be so disappointed.
Surely there's some leeway in Hades.
Damien, you know what you understand is you're marrying into a family here. And as you might have read in the newspaper, some are referring to it as a cult.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you read that? Yeah, thanks. I liked that.
Yeah. You and Jackie did end up at the heads of the table on either side.
It just happened.
Yeah.
Don't get precious about that. A wedding doesn't trump real fame.
The real cult.
We couldn't be happier for you two.
Thank
yeah,
you.
We're I've so got, excited.
I've just got one question before. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to be at this Elvis Chapel. Will you be consummating in the pipe tonight?
We hope so.
I imagine so. Yeah, if we sleep.
Do you have to
if
take turns, sleep. Or is there an established who does what? Who's the woman? What's going on? Who's got a garter on?
Who's doing the thrashing? We've been thrashed around over the years, but...
Yeah, we'll do what we both like best, I think.
Don't ask, and then when you get the answer, go, oh!
Throwing both around, like, that sounded very violent. I'm a candle lighter. Soft music candle.
You are sweet,
yes. Yeah, I'm sweet. Well, and I'm 53.
Brooklyn and Damien have two other guys staying in their room. So...
What are you talking about?
We decided to share a room tonight.
None of you people know what a honeymoon and a wedding is supposed to be.
No.
Every time, everyone ruins it. Who's in their room?
Michael and Daniel. Yeah.
They said they'll
vacate for an hour.
And guess where they're going? To
your
my room.
Oh, yeah, good.
They might be surprised when they get there as well.
Go, girl.
I have yet done with the Elvis impersonator. He's really nice in real life.
Yeah, he's really sensitive and sweet.
Here, talk to him.
Oh, here we are.
Is this it?
Oh, look, yeah, this is it.
Oh, my God.
The Little White Chapel.
Oh, it is. Yes.
24-hour drive up. Through the window, get married. What?
Jesus.
We're not choosing that option.
Here we are.
Imagine getting married drive-through. That's lazy.
That's something I'd do.
Yeah.
I'll write that one down for the third.
We'll be back in the chapel as we exchange vows between Brooklyn and Damien.
Oh, what a rat hole this was. Sorry, guys. Here we are, everyone.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Melbourne traffic.
This moment was brought to you by Endota. Take a moment to nourish and nurture your mind and body by booking in your time for well-being with Endota today.
G'day there, it's a shambles on the Princess Freeway inbound from Point Cook, van onto the west gate over the bridge to Todd Road following the early broken down truck. The Monash also under the pump inbound from Wellington Road in through the tunnel. That's due to another earlier broken down truck. Got a crash in Fitzroy North at Nicholson Street and Brunswick Road affecting trams just for good measure. Bit of an accident in Moorabbin South Road at Chesterfield Road. We are seeing delays in both directions. Got a few brake lights on the Eastern Freeway inbound from Middleborough Road to Doncaster Road, then heavy at the Hoddle Street exit. Stay big at Petstock. New everyday low prices on flea and worming treatments. Advocate Cat, 4 or more kilo, 6-pack, save 31%. That's $41, only at Petstock. The Kisscast becoming cloudy with a top of 19 today. Right now it's 14 degrees. It's Andy. Here's traffic and weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Kiss is home of all your must-have music tickets.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor.
We got
it! We've done the biggest festival in the world.
Kiss is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!